Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. We just praise you and we thank you, Lord, for helping us with your grace and your mercy to be at the place where you want us all to be in the days ahead. Thank you, Lord, that we've got our eyes, our ears, everything located with you in this time that you have told us about. And I praise you and I thank you for that everyone here is going to be in this wonderful happening that you've talked about for so long. And I thank you, Lord, that everybody here is believing. And thank you, Lord, that everybody's going to make it in the name of Jesus. That's my prayer, and I believe it, and I thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. All right, has anybody else got a prayer? Thank you, Lord, for getting the right leaders in this Iran, to getting the Muslims out of there, getting the Satan worshiping Muslims out of there, and putting good people in there, Lord, that love the people, the Persian people, and I praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for doing that. Go ahead, Julie.
Father, I thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy and your long suffering with all of us. Thank you, Lord, that you see us overcoming all of our trials, Lord. Your word says to deliver us, you know, pray that you may be delivered from temptation. So, Lord, I do pray that for myself. I pray it for all of us, Lord, that you make a way for us to overcome and all these, just, you know, from the distractions or anything that the enemies use and to try to get our faith downcast and our eyes on ourselves or our situations or our failures, mistakes, and that kind of thing. And, you know, you love us and you see us manifesting your righteousness, your holiness, and all of your divine nature. And that we are able to do this by your grace and faith. And help us, Lord, to discern every thought and every tactic and trick of the enemy to try to get us out of the race and try to get us looking at ourselves and being distracted in place of saying, no, that's a lying thought of the enemy, or no, that's some place where I don't need to be right now. It can all wait. It can all wait, Lord. And you're still, you know, you are the most important person and thing, and all that you are, and being with you is still more important than anything, you know, seeking your face and desiring after your wanting to be in your presence. You see us, Lord, you see us as you perfect us. And I thank you for doing that, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and that we all have this hope, and that we are all discerning our thoughts and the motives of the enemy and what he's trying to do. Help us to break habits, Lord, as you identify them for us, you know, things that trigger us to go the old way of our old habits or anything, Lord, that we can break those by your word, by faith in your word and the redeeming blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father.
All right, Missy.
North of us, they're having some severe storms, and they're saying later on tonight, we may get some of that winds, possible tornadoes, and or whatever. They're saying it's possible, but north of us is supposed to be much worse. I think we're just going to be getting the tail end of it, they say, but I just thank you and I praise you. We just send forth the angels to break this up and forbid any high winds, tornadoes, damaging hail, damaging lightning, any No electricity, loss of electricity, Lord, and we pray, cast it down what's north of us, Lord. Watch over and protect your elect, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, for doing that in Jesus' name. And thank you, Lord, for protecting your elect and their and what you've given them steward over, Lord, their all the property that they have, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for showing your people the authority, Lord, that you have. You, they said, people around Jesus said, "Who is this that has authority over the wind and the sea?" We have that same authority because you are in us, Lord. And we just praise you and we thank you, Lord, that it's all dispersed and it's not going to come to anything. And we forbid any flooding also in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Jesus' name.
You're muted, Michael.
Oh, I said, okay, go ahead, Ben and Andrew. I don't know why you couldn't hear me.
The Bill C-9 that I mentioned, I think last week or whatever, it's been passed into the Senate courts. And I don't really know what goes on after that.
They have to pass it in the Senate, and then the Governor General has to sign off. There's votes still to see what they say.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. And so I know that there's a lot of senators out there that can be bought fairly easily, but I know that there's some good senators up there that advocate for Christianity. And so, Father God, I just pray that you get the same advocates get back into those chairs. Lord Father God, I just pray that the senators recognize that this goes against our rights. It goes against the rights that they protect, that are constitutionally protected. Or Father God, we know that some scary things and some bad things need to happen, but Lord Father God, I rebuke this down in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Any sort of deception, any sort of closed door deals, Father, Lord, Father God, I just pray it all gets exposed, and all the senators that have been, what's the word? That have been given money to vote wrongfully, Lord, Father God, I just pray that they don't get their vote somehow, Father, that all the votes will lead that this bill will be revoked, and that the Liberal Party wasted their time trying to bring it back in. Lord Father God, we thank you so much for your omnipotence over this situation. We thank you, Father, for keeping us free. Amen.
Amen.
Is
Thank
this
you.
the bill to allow the police to come and check your house for weapons?
It would be, you can't quote hateful scripture, quote unquote hateful scripture, talking about abortion, homosexuality, transgenderism, basically taking words out of the Bible.
Oh my goodness. Same thing, worse.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord, we just thank you that all of your elect the men in that Senate House, whatever they call it up there, Lord, that you would place it in their hearts to do what's right and vote against that thing. And Jesus, I guess that's what you're supposed to do, vote against it. Yeah. Vote against that bill, and I praise you and thank you for it. And also the bill that would allow the police to come in their house and search their houses for weapons if they thought you had a weapon. That's also was up on the table I saw the other day in the news. Thank you, Father, for eliminating those two things, those two items out of those bills and put them back into a constitutional democracy or a republic in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. What kind of a government do you call that up there in Canada?
Parliamentary. but
part of
they've changed.
memory.
Yeah. But what the Senate is supposed to try and do is they're supposed to look into all the other laws to see if the law they're making confronts any of those other laws or the rights of people's what the Constitution of Canada gives us as freedoms.
Isn't that what they're trying to do against your Constitution?
Well, they recently shortened the amount of time because usually this could be kept in the Senate for as long as the Liberal Party are in power, but I think they've reduced the time and they changed parliamentary laws recently about this. And of course, there's still one more option even after the Senate, but usually the Governor General signs off on it. But that's supposed to be the representation of the King, and he's supposed to defend the faith. But I don't know if they really know what the faith is.
Let me ask this question. Is the population for or against this bill?
It's not talked about a lot. So I don't even know if people
I'm
know about
sorry.
it. It's not talked about a lot on the mainstream media. So I don't even think people know about it.
Yeah. Everything's quite hush hush. There is a kind of a media, but they really don't get into the
Yeah.
finer points of it.
Yeah,
Thank you.
like the conservatives put out a bill, or if they tried to, that pedophiles had to serve time in jail, like they wouldn't be able to go out on bail at all, and the liberals opposed it. So it wasn't pushed through. Yeah. And but no one knew about that. No one talked about it on the news or anything. So
So if it's not talked about on the news, even all Americans would not really know. I'm hearing stuff now that
yeah, like it's stuff that I see on Facebook, and it's Pierre Poilievre that's kind of posting it on these websites. Some conservative tweet placers that I usually follow that are pretty good, but again, I just mostly look at the titles. Yeah, it's a lot of smoke and mirrors pretty much up here too.
yeah. Well, Lord, we thank you for your angels going out there and exposing this corruption in this government in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, that the people, the population would get so irate with them that they would overturn this government in Jesus' name and get the liberals out of there that are trying to destroy that country up there. Oh, Lord, allow it to be of their 52nd state. That would be awesome. Amen. Donald will handle it. DJT will handle it. All right, Matthew, go ahead.
Yeah, I have a couple things I want to pray about. I want to pray for my coworker at work. He is an atheist by far, and he's had some really bad, a lot of bad things happen to him lately. His good friend and buddy died weekend before last of a heart attack at 38 years old. And the first thing that popped my mind was he probably had the shot. But anyways, and then his dog that they raised from a puppy, now 12 years old, is on its deathbed. So he's really affected by all this. So I just want to pray for him. Lord, I just lift up Lucas to you, Father. Lord, I just pray that you would open up his heart and not be so against religion or your word, Lord God, or anything like that, Father God. I know he has a lot of unforgiveness, Father God, but reach into his heart and open him up through all this, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for this. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You know what Lucas means? Light, light. Lord, we thank you for shining that light all over Lucas and bringing him into the kingdom. And we praise you and we thank you for it. We break this spirit that's keeping him from coming into the kingdom right now in the name of Jesus. And we command you to quit talking to him. And I thank you, Lord, that you're going to send someone, that the Lord of harvest would send someone that he would listen to come and give him the gospel. And he would listen to it and come in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Lord, and I ask and I pray for wisdom and discernment with Matthew when he does talk to him, that the words that you would want to come out would come out. And I praise you and thank you for it, Father. And Lord, we're just looking for him to come in and come in a mighty and strong way in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We're going to see him on this program tonight sometime here shortly. In Jesus' name. Yeah, not maybe not tonight. Maybe. All right. Go ahead, Julie. Did you have something else you wanted to say, Matthew?
Yeah, there was another thing I wanted to pray for.
Okay, go ahead.
Here in about a week and a half, we are taking a trip. And Mom will come into town, and we're taking her down to Florida for a vacation for her, so, and for us too, but you know, just to
Yeah.
get her out and do something special for her. So, Lord, I just thank you for all that you're doing for us and my mom, Lord. I just pray that nothing will hinder this, Father God. Lord God, that she would enjoy her trip, that she would not be worried about dad or anything else happening at home. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Dad's going to thrive while she's gone. In
amen.
Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, let it be a memorable trip for all of them, and especially the grandkids. Thank you, Father. Yeah, okay, Obi. Amen, brother. Okay, go ahead, Ben or Andrew. Well, hang on just a minute. Missy had her hand up a while ago. Were you wanting? Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Ben.
All righty. So I'm sure you all recollect with what's happening going on with my sister and Zach. My sister called me either yesterday or, yeah, I believe it was yesterday, and she wanted me to write an affidavit to basically recourse the events that happened when I was there this past weekend, so that I could basically show that how he was behaving, how he was aggressive, how he was neglecting his kid. And obviously that puts a little bit of conviction in my heart, because one of the altercations, I was the one that was angry at him, and I think I kind of riled him up a little bit with it. So, and another one is just, I don't want to speak badly of him, I guess. It kind of doesn't really sound like something that I should be doing, to be going to a court, putting my name in the court, saying that Zach is a, well, right now he's not behaving very nicely, but I don't think that that would be the Christian thing to do. I want to have faith for Zach, and I want him to be saved from the selfishness that he's in right now. And I don't think that's the right thing to do. So I'm wondering if y'all, I don't know, pray for me or just give me maybe some advice. I don't think it's right to do that.
I mean,
or am I overthinking?
Well, turn the other cheek is what the Lord says. He says to love, not hate. And one of the things that I've learned through the years is when you pray, that's the best thing you can do for Zach and Megan Bo, is to pray for them. And believe that when you pray, it's going to happen. And then start thanking and praising God that that has happened. And you're going to see a change. And start taking the scriptures and using them in that relationship. Figure out what scriptures you're going to use for that relationship. Write them down and pray them every day. Lord, I'm praying this for Megan and Zach right here. This is it. I just keep on and keep on, and I'll tell you something else. I'm going to commit. I'm going to write her and his name down. I'm going to commit to praying for him also. And anybody else wants to write their names down and pray for them in your daily prayer, that would be great. And we're going to see a change. I think we'll see one fairly quick too. God wants them to be husband and wife in him. Praise God.
So
Anybody else? Yeah, go ahead.
I won't end up doing the affidavit because I feel like it's not right to do just for my faith reasons. And
You're not
again,
being physical, is he?
no, he didn't. He never got physical, but he definitely tried to get me to be physical. But anyways, that's all in the past now, and I don't blame him for it. I don't judge him on it because he's lost right now. He's very lost, and I'm not trying to. He's like he can be such a great guy. Like I've known him my whole life. He can be such a great guy. It's just he's going through his demons right now. The devil's really trying to take a hold of him. And anyways, not trying to make a situation seem impossible, but God can help us through it all. And the
Absolutely.
good part about it is Megan is at his parents right now with Ben, and they're apparently on Megan's side on all this. And
Praise God.
it's just she's had enough of this kind of craziness when he does those drugs. Marijuana is involved and stuff, but that's not something you can use in the court systems, I think, here in Canada anymore. It being legalized. So we need the Lord's help quite a bit for them. And he can do all things. Nothing's impossible.
Amen. Amen. All right. I had to make a note there so I don't forget that. Yeah, Debbie, go ahead.
Yeah, I just
Where are
wanted to
you?
pray a couple prayers.
Sure.
One for Michelle, she travels here. Lord, just thank you that you, Lord, will give her favor at the airport, God. You'll have it be a day and a time, God, where there will not be any holdups, there will not be any waiting in line for hours and hours, Lord. That she'll have comfort there as she does wait, whatever she does, that it will not be long, though, God, and she will have no fear and anxiety and any what if this or what if that thoughts, God, we just find those from her, Lord. You just give her perfect peace, Lord. And looking forward to landing here, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for doing that, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And then Joe asked me to
Who
share
was that for?
Michelle, his
Oh, okay.
Matt's mom. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I should have said that for everyone else too. But then I want to Joe asked for prayer, and so I thought tell him I pray for this. And that is just to pray for trials that keep popping up now and then, and that he'd be able to just keep overcoming as the Lord is helping him do. And him and a coworker who is a Christian, a woman, a Christian, and they encourage each other. And she had a hard time today, and so to pray for her. Her name is Lisa. So I just do lift them up to you, Lord, for Jill's request, Lord God. And thank you for them both overcoming and talking about you and realizing that you get them through these tough times, God, and that the enemy cannot use these to drag them down and have them go into any old ways, Lord God. But they are just trusting in you. And I just thank you, Lord, that the rest of this week, as he asked, Lord, will just be a real blessing, Lord, and there'll be much overcoming, Lord God. And if any trials come up, they'll be able to rise above them. We thank you that you're going to help them do that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord,
Amen. Thank you,
amen.
Father, for a real smooth trip in Jesus' name. All right, Julie.
I wanted to pray also for Lucas, Matt's coworker. Heavenly Father, I thank you for him, and I thank you that you're working, Lord, and I ask that you would use these bad things that are happening in his life right now regarding his best friend dying, his dog not doing well and may possibly die and these kind of matters, and that you'll use this to start him thinking about what happens after death, what happens, and thinking about his own life, and even that you would bring other people to minister to him in such a way. Other people that he knows, like maybe this person's died or something, or all kinds of things that you can use. And I also asked, Lord, when you give Matt the opportunity to minister, that you would anoint him with the gifts of the Holy Spirit, that you would even give him words of wisdom and words of knowledge, that he would be able to speak something that only Lucas would be able to relate to, that you are definitely very well aware of who Lucas is and his life. And we thank you and praise you, Lord, for doing great and mighty things. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we're looking for a quick turnaround here also in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. We're looking for a great and wonderful testimony and also a fellowship with him in Jesus' name. All right, anyone else? Okay. Did you have a song, or you want me to read this thing first? Okay. All right. I want to read something that the Lord gave Debbie. Debbie, did you want to give a prelude to this before I read it? Or did you want?
I guess I could try to understand why it's come up again. So it was from 20 last year, 24, April 15th. And so this accident I had here at the house when I fell, flew off this chair. It's amazing. But anyway, I don't know, I just felt it was a warning because I had been slipping and to I'm getting better. Thank you, Lord. But still there are times I put things before the Lord and so I just felt it was a good warning for me and warning for everybody to be careful because the enemy gets in there and he's going to allow things to happen to us, and if we have a can make that leeway for him, by being lazy and putting things before the Lord, and it could we never know. I just trust God's protection, but I'm just saying that he wants us to be careful. He wants us to give him our whole attention. So anyway, I really felt I don't can't put all my words to what the things I was feeling and receiving, but I really felt he wanted me to. Oh, then I came across this word accidentally, and it wasn't accidentally, it was the Lord that did it. I was just cleaning my email out and I looked down at this, saw that line about the title, Debbie's Vision of Jesus. And oh, what's this? And when I read it, it just reverberated, what's that word? Reverberated. Anyway, what I was feeling, the conviction I had. So about this Lord has been speaking to us, and it says more in there about just I've added other little things, but I did take a lot out of it that I read. I read this on Friday night's live stream, and it was kind of long because there was a lot of wordy stuff in the prelude, if you want to call it that. I took a lot of that out, but still left in the what it was directing. It was how it was pointing to the word itself. So, anyway, that's what it's all about. I made it clear. I don't know.
Okay. All right. I'll read here in just a minute. Let me see what Anna's got. Go ahead, Anna.
Hang on just a second. I'll come back to that. Sorry, got something going on here.
All right. Do you want me to go ahead and read this vision? Okay, I could do that. This is a vision of Jesus by Debbie Finsky. And she says here, said this word was given on April the 15th, 2024. I read it to us over the last live stream, the 27th. I realized how wordy what I said before the actual word was, so I cut out unnecessary things, but left in everything that was needed in explaining what took place leading up to the Lord giving the actual word. After the Zoom meeting this morning, I got in front of my computer to finish up a timestamp assignment that I had been working on. I laid my head back as I was listening to the audio, and after just a few minutes, suddenly, I had a vision. I saw Jesus. I only saw the right side of him at first. What I was looking at was not lit up like a bright white light. It was just kind of shadowy looking. I watched Jesus' feet walking very slowly toward me. Then he turned slightly and stood in front of me. And I knew that he wanted me to come before him. So I got down before the Lord to enter into a real time of worship with him. I remember how awesome it was, how Jesus gave me each song he wanted me to worship him with. That morning, he first gave me, "Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord." Then, "I live to know you more." And then, "His love endures forever." I was amazed that he specifically wanted me to worship him with those songs. Each one gave me such a greater desire for him and to be worshiping him. And I realized that I had not been giving him the time before him in worship and prayer and being in the word that I thought I had, just being alone with him. I realized his great desire for me to worship him, to have that time alone with him. I kept worshiping him in awe of him, telling him, "Lord, your name is being worshiped in heaven forever, on and on and on and on. Your holiness and your holy name, Jesus, is being heard throughout all of heaven, being worshiped and proclaimed forever and ever by all your holy angels and all your saints before your throne." Suddenly, the vision of Jesus continued. I was not seeing his face. I was now seeing the left side of his body. Then he turned more toward me, and I could see from the bottom part of his neck and his shoulder down to his left side to about the middle of his robe. Then Jesus held out one hand to me. Then he stretched out both his hands to me like he was giving me something. Suddenly, the scroll turned into a Bible. It was closed. Then the Bible just fell open, and there was a bright light shining off and up from the pages. And then suddenly, the bright light turned into a large flame of fire. That was the last of the vision. I was now in tears, really overcome by all of this, and being in such awe of him. This is what I said back to him, "Oh, Jesus, you are the Word. Your Word was the scrolls that have become the Bible that we use today. Lord, your Word that we say too casually every day should not be just something to do in order to take up some of our time, or something that we read simply to be right with you. It's your very life. It is light, and it is the fire that you want us to allow to consume us." And so I just had to repent and acknowledge before him that I'm not in his word as much as I want to think I am. And I told him, "Lord, I want all of your life and light. I want the fire of your word to consume my little life so that I can be big in you." And then he was saying to all of us, "Again, I say to you, stay in my life and light and fire, my word to you. Dwell there, for there I am, your Jesus. You must be overcoming the distractions in your life that you feel you have a right to. For no, you do not. You do not have a right to put your distractions and your fleshy enjoyment before me. I am your enjoyment. It has always been my plan. I give you myself. I give you my life. I give you my word to distract you away from the distractions of your fleshly pleasures and enjoyments. Yes, I have given you much to enjoy. I am your God of love, and I love to see my children enjoying wholesome things. But have you noticed that I have taken a lot of that enjoyment away from you? It's because, my children, the time now is crucial. This is the crucial time. You will not know how to handle it, and you will not know how to help others handle it if you're not enjoying all of my presence, finding what is my pleasure, and being consumed by my life. There was not time for leaders of the flesh who had forgotten their goal and are no more. Do not forget your goal. The goal of the high calling of your God in me in heavenly places. You don't want to be a distraction to others. I gave up all earthly and fleshly pleasure for the life of the Father, so that you could know my life in the Father. I gave up my life to offer you that prize. I am handing the prize over to you. Go for it. Take it. Run after it. And do not stop until you receive the crown. This is my calling for you, my children, my sons and daughters of the kingdom. Do not stop hearing and responding to my call. Very soon is coming the chosen. My children, I desire it to be you. And this is why I continue to speak to you, to correct and admonish you. And it is for my glory, who I choose to be the glory of my name on the earth. And Debbie says, I know that Jesus led me to this word. You could say accidentally, but it was not accidentally. He intentionally led me to this word as I was going to clean out my Proton email box. And as I did some scrolling through, I stopped at this word from him. In my spirit, this word really seems now like it has such a final and serious tone, a final warning. He has spoken to us about this much. And so we have to overcome every distraction and realize he wants to be our distraction from those, the things that satisfy only our flesh, but only Jesus satisfies us wholly. Everything else is nothing. Jesus is now saying, I will not warn you anymore about this. This is it. It's either me living in you continually as my chosen bride, using you for the purpose of my kingdom, or it's not. It's up to you. And she goes on and says, I found out that this word from April of 15, 2025 was not blogged. I should and looked, but I couldn't find it in the blog in the area of the date it should have been posted. I discovered this word in the email from Michael that he had sent out then. Somehow he had it. It did not get blogged. And after I found it, before I opened it up, I touched something and caused it to be moved somewhere. Well, I couldn't find it anywhere, so I called Julie and tried to explain everything to her. She also couldn't find it on the blog either. But thank the Lord, with Julie's help and the Lord's, I found it this morning. I feel in my spirit that the way this came about, coming upon this word, that it is God's final warning, being understood by the fact that the Lord hasn't given another word of this matter after the previous one, but he chose to use this one that he had already given before. I just now heard in my spirit, let us press on to know the Lord. And I looked that up in a search in Hosea 6, verse 3. The King James says, then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning. And he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain, unto the earth. So I decided to look it up in the ASV version. And he said, let us know, let us press on to know the Lord. His going out is sure as the dawn. He will come to us as the showers, as the spring rains that water the earth. Hosea 6 and 3. And then she finishes with, let us press on. Praise be to God. Well, Lord, in the name of Jesus, let that be our last word that we have to hear in order to do what you want us to do. And that is to run after you with all of our hearts, not just partial, but all. And I praise you and I thank you, Lord, that you have already done that. And all we have to do is to be an overcomer and just go ahead and study and seek you with all of our hearts, Lord. And we thank you, Father, that the distractions no more are going to be distractions, that you're going to be our distraction. And I praise you for that, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Anybody else want to pray?
Thank you, Lord, that you want us to be serious with you, Father God. You are serious with us. You are serious about us, Lord, and we need to be serious about you, Lord God. And I pray that you will help us not try to find these little excuses of things that reasons for doing things that we know is coming before you, Father God. And the whole thing is that we just put things before you, God, not in time with you, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord, for speaking to us, Lord. And I thank you, Father God, that we're coming to some real times, God, where we're going to need you all the time, God, and we don't want to fail in that, Lord God. And in coming to you, Lord, we don't want to be used to putting other things before you, Father God. We want to be obedient to you and take your word as a final word, Lord God. And I just praise and thank you, Father, that you help us to be so convicted in our hearts, Lord God, everything that we decide to do, whether we should do it or not, listen for your voice, Lord. And just know to always keep you first and keep you the center of our life, God, and the one that we worship and look at and adore, Lord God, more than life itself, Lord. I just thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I wanted to say to
anyone else.
I just wanted to say to, I heard a couple mistakes in that the last 2025. You said it was supposed to be 2024. So we'll go and fix that. And there was another one too, but I'll find it when I look at it again. So anyway.
Well, I fixed it.
But the last one you read, 2025, was supposed to be 24 towards the end. This word, this last word he gave, and the Lord gave me 2025. But it was supposed to be 24, but that's okay. I missed it to tell you, so.
No problem. You're talking about, I found out that this word from April 15, 2025, that to what that down at the bottom.
I think so, yeah.
Okay, I'll change it in mine.
So
okie doke. Anyone else want to pray? Lord, I command condemnation to go from everybody that may be thinking, well, good gracious, I'm not going to make it because whatever. I command condemnation to go. And Lord, from this point on, we're just going to set our minds, we're going to set our hearts, our minds, and our soul into nothing but you, Lord. And I praise you and I thank you for it. Even when we have things that we have to do, Lord, our mind is going to be stayed on you. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Go ahead, Julie.
Father, I thank you, Lord, that we can look in the mirror and see Jesus
Amen.
and just keep confessing who we are in Christ, and that we reckon ourselves dead to sin and alive unto God, that you bore these sins that we might be, you know, coming up short in our own efforts, Lord, because we'll never make it in our own efforts. And I've been enjoying reading Andrew Murray's little book on the true vine, and you know, and it's like it is getting everything from you, and we have to stay abiding in you. And you're the one that gives us the strength, and you're the one that leads us and helps us. You know, we can do nothing of ourselves, but you want our faith. And I thank you, Lord, for delivering us all from any kind of not just condemnation, but just, you know, fear of failure. Fear, any fear or doubt or unbelief or worry or anxiety that the enemy may be trying to put on us because of what we've, you know, maybe we've been slacking, or we just don't see ourselves as worthy, but you see us as worthy.
Amen.
We're here because of your grace, Lord, and we overcome because of your grace. And it's not by power or by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. So I thank you, Lord, that we can always ask you for more of the power of your Holy Spirit in our lives, because it's the power of just giving us a spirit, not of fear, but of love and of power and of sound mind or self-control. So we can overcome these things by the power of your spirit in us and your word. And we just keep going forward in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Amen.
Lord. Glory be to God.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Anyone else? Go ahead, Debbie. Did you have something you wanted to say?
I'm just saying, thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
about okay. The no condemnation. No, why don't you into that for sure? Just
yep.
Love the Lord for his loving correction. Yeah.
Yep. Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right. Anyone else want to pray? Yeah, go ahead, Hannah.
I wanted to pray about something entirely different. Is that okay, or should we wait
sure.
a little bit? Okay,
sure.
Before that, though, Lord, I do pray, Father, for all of us, Lord, that you give us great faith to know, Lord, that we are elect, and to know your love for us, Lord, and that you're going to get us there, to know that we can overcome, Lord, faith to overcome, overcoming faith, that we would not, like Michael said and Debbie said, Lord, not waste any time in condemnation. Lord, help us to run after you, Lord. We pray that you draw us, Lord. Give us a great hunger and thirst after righteousness, Lord, that we would not be satiated, Lord, that we'd never be satisfied, that we keep running and running and running after you, Lord, that you would draw us, that you would give us that gift of repentance wherever it's needed, Lord. Show us our own heart and anywhere that's displeasing to you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I did want to pray, though, about a couple things. I wanted to pray about the whole situation, at least here in the U.S., probably other places too, but the whole foster care adoption situation and the in vitro fertilization thing. And it's just been really on my heart for a while, and I've been praying, but we can agree together. excuse me. So if anyone doesn't know, for just a quick overview, they'll pay you to foster a child. They'll pay you, you know, for the expenses of the child, but to adopt is anywhere from like $10,000 to $75,000. And they are making so much money back with all this fraud stuff. And they're spending so much money on foster care that I want to pray that they would pay you to adopt the child instead of you paying them. Because, you know, they're already paying for the child anyways. They'd probably save a lot, excuse me, probably save a lot of money. You know, get a lot of children into families that way instead of, you know, their little ring where they do whatever they do, their little circles, and you know, there, you know, there's trafficking and stuff. And also I wanted to pray against in vitro fertilization, because I know that's kind of controversial, but they pay people a bunch of money for, you know, their eggs and all this stuff, and then they fertilize a ton of eggs with the outcome of hoping you get one or two, and so they're all dying, basically most of them. So Lord, I just lift this up to you, and we just cast down every wicked thing in all these realms in the name of Jesus. We cast down anything that these people are doing in the in vitro fertilization world. Lord, if there's experimentation going on, if besides the murder of the eggs, besides that, Lord, if there is experimentation going on, we cast it down in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you expose every wicked thing and get rid of every wicked person in that field in Jesus' name. And Lord, turn the hearts of the people back to you, Lord. Just like in the Bible, the women cried out, Lord, and you healed them. David and Michael have prayed for many people, in UBM, and they've been healed. And Lord, you are the giver of life, not the scientists, not donors, not anything else. Lord, you are the giver of life, and I pray that you turn that back around in this country. And Lord, also for the everything that's going on, Lord, with the foster care, we just cast down every wicked thing. We command everything to be brought to light. Every wicked person who is trafficking or, having their wicked ways with these children, we cast it down. We command it to be brought to light in the name of Jesus. We command freedom for these children to be loosed in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray that you put someone in there to change the way they use their money, and that they would pay people to adopt, or at least pay the adoption fees, at least that, Lord. Or, get people started with a little bit of money to care for this child, Lord. I pray that many people would adopt, Lord. There would just be a total turnaround, and there would be just get these kids out of foster care, Lord. Just raise up the Christian families, Lord. And I would just come against the prejudice that they have against Christians, against biblical raising and morals and spanking and all these things, and the way they got their thumb over people. In Jesus' name, we cast that down. And Lord, I pray that there would be righteousness. We cast it down. Lord, this is crazy that they will give children to gay parents, and they will not give them to Christians. And we just cast that down in the name of Jesus. We cast it down. Lord, I pray that they make new laws forbidding gay families to adopt in the name of Jesus, especially if they got any type of history, Lord, of sexual perversion, like some of them have had and still adopt. And we cast that down in the name of Jesus. We forbid it, and we command it to be a new law made in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And Lord, we ask and we pray that your angels would get out there and expose the corruption that's in this particular facet of adoption. And we praise you and thank you for that. I wouldn't doubt that they were selling these kids to traffickers. And Lord, we just ask and we pray that you would have them expose the horrific things that they're doing with these children in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I believe it's done. All right, anyone else? Okay, Julie, you want to sing us a song?
Okay, yeah, I will sing with the song. Just after, I read Debbie's word this morning, and I was praying about it and repenting of some things and stuff. And I was playing some worship music this afternoon before the outreach tonight. And this one particular song came up in my feed, and I hadn't played it for a while. And I'm like, oh, wow, that's really some. So the lyrics in it are pretty fitting. And then the other song that came to my mind afterwards, I'm playing too. So there's two songs. They're not real long. I think it's about 8 minutes total, something like that. Okay, thank you.
To know you is to never worry for my life, and to know you is to never give in or compromise, and to know you is to wanna tell the world about you, 'cause I can't live without you. My brother when he's falling, to know you
make for more than ordinary. To know you is to look beyond the temporary. To know you is believing that you'll be enough, 'cause there's no life without you. More than my next breath,
when we've given our all.
Praise God. That's a good one. We press on. Glory be to God. Woo. Stirred up my spirit. Okay. What's next? Anybody got something they'd like to share? Yeah, Junior. What's your name, Missy? You two are together so much, I can't figure which one's which.
I like to share a testimony. As you all will remember, those of you who were here last Thursday for the prayer and worship, we were having a storm here. And from a previous storm, we had lost some fascia. And for the past year, I've been dealing with a leak right here. And so when we got started off, I was looking at my phone to see the radar. And also it was raining so hard. It was and Fudge was sitting here with me and she was shaking and shivering because, you know, she doesn't like to hear the thunder and the hard rain. And because whenever she hears it starting to rain, she's like this, like waiting to hear the, see if it's going to thunder or something. But anyway, so I was like kind of distracted at first. And I was like, it was like, I knew the Lord was telling me, don't look at your phone. You know, it doesn't matter what your phone says, just believe, you know? And so it was towards the end, I think it was around 9:30. We finally stopped and prayed because I put in the chat. And anyway, I was able to overcome that looking at my phone. it was just like really hard at first because everything that I was hearing in Fudge and so on and so forth. And I know the fact that we are praising and worshiping really helped with that too, you know, because the Lord's enthroned upon our praises, you know. Anyway, so we prayed and Michael said, you know, you're going to see a miracle. I said, I'm already seeing a miracle because as hard as it's been raining, there has not been one time it's rained that hard and it has not dripped. So anyway, I got up the next morning and I came over and looked here in front of my chair. There was no water on the floor. And I was, praise you, Lord. I was so pumped. I was like, God, you're so cool. And Merle, right at the beginning of our praise and worship, Thursday, had gotten a call saying that the guy was going to come and fix everything. So I got, to, I said, did Merle tell you about what happened? And he said, no. And I told him, I said, I just told him, you know, the whole story. And I didn't tell him all of it. But anyway, I asked him, I said, are you a born again believer in Jesus? He says, no, but that guy you need to talk to. And he had already introduced his two workers and one was named Christian. And I'm thinking, Anyway, so when he said, you need to talk to him, I said, oh, so he's appropriately named. He said, yes. So anyway, I was talking to Christian and I told him the story. And I even told him, you know, that Debbie had seen angels going like this and that we were going like that too. And I even got to tell my mom and dad the story when I did a video call with them the other day. And so Christian, when his mom was in labor with him, I forget what all he said. His heartbeat might have stopped or something, and the cord was wrapped around his neck. And the doctor said that he wasn't going to make it. And his mom is Christian, and he said she told the Lord that if you keep him and he comes through this. And I don't think he had any problems. At least I don't recall that he said he had any problems when he was, you know, after he was born. But So the Lord, brought him through it, and he didn't die as a little baby. But anyway, his mom told the Lord, if she had a different name for him, but she said, "I'm going to name him Christian, if he makes it through this, you bring him through this, Anyway, but he was he said 4 years ago, he quit drinking, and I'm not sure. I don't remember if he said anything else, if there was any other substance abuse or whatever. And so we were talking Jesus a good bit, and he had to kind of like break himself away, because it's like, I gotta work, but anyway, it was hard. He was so he just really liked that he got we got to talk, and I gave him a Sovereign God. I gave him a Sovereign God book. The Lord brought that to my mind. I'm like, oh, do I have one? Because I wasn't sure if I had one, so thankfully I did. I'm not sure if I have another one besides what I gave him, but anyway, I told him, I said, this book will bless you. And I said, if you read that, come back and I'll give you another one. There's one that's called The Real Good News. But I said, if you go to the site there, you can, all the books are PDF. They're all free. I said, we do have this company, Lulu, that prints them, but they don't, the ministry doesn't get a kickback or whatever. Anyway, and I want to pray for him because he said he's engaged and his fiance is pregnant and they're due to have a baby in May. So Father, I just praise you and thank you for this encounter with Christian. And I thank you, Lord, for so mightily anointing that book, that the Spirit of God be all over him when he reads Sovereign God, and that he knows that what he is reading is the truth, and that it really changes his life, even more than what he you've already done in his life. That he sees things in Christianity that he's been around, and that he knows that it's not the real thing, and that he's just delivering from any false doctrines and any greasy grace or anything like that, Lord. Just completely deliver him, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for taking him through Sovereign God and him taking me up on that. And I'll give him another book, Lord. And he can even, I told him the website's there in the book. He can get the PDFs. So I just praise you and I thank you, Lord. And I ask you to bless this baby that's coming, and to bless their marriage that can bring them to the understanding that, if this is really of you, Lord, which I pray that it is, and even his fiance is a Christian, but it sounds like she's kind of a baby Christian. So Lord, just impress upon them that they need to get married ASAP, and that having a big wedding isn't what makes it, Lord, but having you in the midst of it, the center of it, is the most important part, Lord. And I just praise you and I thank you, Lord, for this encounter and the miracle that you gave. And I just praise you so much for all that you've done, and that I can brag on you to others about what you did with the roof here. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that you're going to be strong in your namesake, Christian. Thank you,
Amen.
Father. Glory be to God. Go ahead, Debbie.
I just have a question, Missy. Were those guys there to look at that area that did used to leak? Did I hear right?
Yeah, he they did. There were like some nail holes, nail pops or whatever. And I was asking the Lord, And I about that, and I said, Lord, did you fix that? Or did you just keep it from leaking? And I felt like I felt like he said to me, and I cast lots to get an answer, you know. I felt like he said to me, you know, I'm not sure if this was before or after. It's like, I wouldn't do it halfway, do it all the way, you know. But anyway, even though, you know, and so the Lord told me that he not just kept it from leaking, but he fixed it. And it doesn't matter. And the Lord was really, there's a couple things here. This one and something very similar, very close to this. Situation, the Lord was showing me an example of, he says, just because they saw those holes and they still patched that and they fixed that, they fixed it, doesn't mean that it wasn't fixed. Doesn't mean that I didn't fix it. Just because there's holes were there, he was really showing me not to walk by what I see. Because, and it's the same way with symptoms and sickness and things like that. It doesn't matter what you feel or what you see. It does not matter. It's already done. Satan will put deceiving things right before your eyes. Right before your eyes to make you think that you don't have what I said you have. He gave me such a strong example of that and something else that the Lord impressed me not to speak about this other thing, because if I speak it, it's like speaking the curse. And it's like, I'm not going to do that. I'm only going to speak what the truth is, you know? And so anyway, but yeah, just because, you know, they were fixing something that was already fixed, but they were fixing it. But anyway, yeah. God already fixed it. So praise you, Lord.
Yeah, amen.
Did that answer you, Debbie?
Oh, yeah. I just wondered if they got up there and saw, ma'am, there's nothing here that needs to be fixed, you know? I yeah. understand what you're saying. That's awesome.
Because for one, my husband's faith isn't where I'm at either. You know, I mean, I would have just told him, you know, just leave it alone. But I just didn't even feel to even have that conversation with Merle. But I did tell Merle about it and everything, you know. And you know, thank you, Lord, for helping him and to. Just so impress him, Lord, with what you did with that. I just command that all blinders and doubt and unbelief. Yeah, but this or yeah, but that. Nope. You did it, Lord. Praise your mighty name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Go ahead, Julie.
Amen. He's going to come right along. Praise the Lord. Amen. I totally get what you're saying, Missy. I've had some trials with physical things that in the natural, I just without getting into so much what it is, but I guess I can, it's not a big deal. I don't know if you remember, maybe a year ago, maybe it hasn't even been a year ago. My sink, kitchen sink backed up and they spent like half the day trying to get it unclogged. And they went all the way out to like the main, apparently on their snake tool thing that they were using to Roto-Rooter through. But the guy said by the length of what he is gauging it on, however they know, right? They use by feeling mostly. He says, I'm already all the way out to the main line, think, to the main where it connects, dumps out into a bigger pipe, right? He goes, I think by the length of it, it's already out there, but he wasn't getting through and it's still. And then he was afraid that whatever he was, you know, in his their line of business, these plumbers, what they're doing, that, you know, something bad was going to happen. And I'm like, oh, no, nothing bad's going to happen. And it's like, and I don't put anything down my garbage disposal or my kitchen sink or anything I shouldn't be doing. Well, anyhow, before all that happened, I would smell like the, my sink would smell bad, And I'm like, before this started happening, and I'm like, and I would run my garbage disposal and I would make sure that, it was clearing and everything was going down, but I wasn't putting anything down there I shouldn't. And I would put baking soda down there and let it, sit and do the, just home cleaning stuff with vinegar and baking soda to clear out any kind of whatever, to help do that. And so this was like almost a year ago. So every now and then I'm standing at my kitchen sink and I run the disposal and all that, and I'll get this smell like there's something in my sink that's not, this rotten or whatever. And I'm like, there's nothing wrong with my sink. There's nothing clogging my sink, and I'm not having this problem. I said, demons, you go and you take your stink with you. And it would go, So I know they can manifest things in the natural, and it just might just be a smell. I've had some other things with smells too, but I won't go there. Anyhow, so they do manifest things in in the natural. They are fully able to do that, whether it's something you see, feel, hear, smell. It uses our senses to get us to doubt or fear or to act on it. Like, am I going to have to call maintenance to have them, come over here? Because, of course they would, and they wouldn't be able to smell anything, So, like, yeah, demons stink, yes, they do. That's why I told them to go and take your stink with you. Amen. So thank you, Laura, for giving us all these examples that, we have authority over in the natural realm. They try to manipulate the natural realm, but Lord, you gave us authority over all the power of the enemy. And we praise you, Lord, for that. And we thank you for teaching us these things. Praise the Lord.
Go ahead, Missy.
Also, what the Lord impressed upon me too is it doesn't matter how it sounds, and it doesn't matter what I see, with what was going on, because just because, I mean, in the natural, it looks like we're getting a deluge, but I know the angels were at work, and as far as I'm concerned, they were protecting the roof, not just the roof, but they were actually fixing that. So they actually fixed it. So praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Father. All right. Next. Yeah, Debbie.
By the things you said, you shared it and so strongly, it was really good, Missy, about whatever, it doesn't matter what we're seeing and looking at, and you too, Julie, doesn't matter. We can't stand them, can't claim that. So I just was thinking of Victory and what I shared about her and how she was feeling palpitations and an ache in her left side by her heart and everything. And she said today she's feeling better, but I want to pray that God would just really help her to rise up in faith, and she doesn't know about enduring in faith. I showed and told Katmai what to do if something happens and she sees me fall down or something, fall over, to call 911. And of course I can understand why, but I just want to pray for her. I just know that God wants to do a mighty work in her, and putting faith in her and understanding what faith really is and how to endure in your faith. So, oh God, I thank you, Lord, that you would use the things I shared with her, God, and prayed for her over, Lord, and she was so blessed. And she was even feeling better after I prayed for her, Lord God. And I thank you for that, Lord. It's all you, Jesus. I thank you, God, that you opened her eyes and her heart and her ears, Lord, to understand, Lord, in the spirit, Lord God, what this faith is all about, Lord, that she doesn't have to receive these things. She can look at you, Lord, instead of looking at these situations and that. And Lord, just know by knowing your words, you can claim the truth of your word, Lord, and confess the right confessions, Lord. I just pray that you would teach her that, Lord, and that she'd be you start asking me things about that, Lord God. I don't want to push too much on her, Lord God, but I believe you want to do this work in her, Lord. And I just thank you, Father, for touching her body, and we stand together and believe, Lord, that doesn't matter what she says she's feeling, Lord. I know that God, that you have her, Father, and that she's healed, Lord. And I pray you help her to be able to speak that to Lord God, and not confess the bad confession, Lord. So. And that she would not be putting a fear into Cat May and thinking something's gonna happen to my mom. I pray, Lord, you just give kept me peace, Lord God, that you would give Victory the words to say to her after I told her about the one to instill fear in Katmi, that she'll realize that, Lord, and talk to Katmi and begin to think more in faith and think things to Katmi about that too, Lord. Oh, that's her first child, Katmi. And so we just thank you, God, that you're just doing work in her life, Lord. And you're keeping her, Lord, with her children too. I find the fear that she speaks of wants to come on her about being taken from her children and them being left alone without her, Father. Just bind all that, Lord. I pray that you help her to stand against that and call the devil a liar and know that he's just teasing her and playing with her, Lord God, in her mind and wanting to put fear in her, Lord. So thank you, Father, what you are teaching her, Lord. And I just give you all the praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anyone else? A thought came to my mind to ask this question. How many different kinds of prayer are there? Okay, tell me what they are.
Are you asking me to share?
Do what?
Are you asking me to share? Because I was holding up there are three. I said I believe there's three kinds of prayer. The first one is probably what maybe we've all done, and that's the prayer of importunity, where we just keep praying and praying and praying until we get faith and we know that we have it. And then the other one would be the prayer of agreement, where we agree on something to be done together, according to the scriptures in Matthew 18:18. And then the other one would be the prayer of faith, where you pray in faith, believing that you've already received it, like we've been learning over the years. You just know, you know that you have. You're assured by the word of God that when you pray something, you pray that prayer of faith and it's done.
Okay. Which one of them is the most effective? This is for everybody, not just Julie. Go ahead, Barbara.
The prayer of faith.
Okay. Go ahead, Missy.
I was going to say, when you combine the two together, prayer of faith with agreement.
With the what?
With others in agreement, praying with you. Prayer of agreement, both prayer of faith and agreement together.
Okay. Anyone else? Yeah, Debbie.
I believe it's the prayer of faith too, and the agreement, of course, is very important. But you got to have that faith, because there may not be anyone you can around you to agree with you. So, but yeah, they're both very important. It's good.
Okay. Has anybody else got an answer? Yeah, Barbara.
Well, I felt like the Lord was showing me that, yes, of course, it's good to have someone to agree with you, but I think we need to, I mean, this is what I feel, and I feel like this Lord was showing me that we need to just, you know, believe in faith, just because. Well, like Debbie said, even, you know, we might not have someone to agree with, or you might have someone who says they agree, but they don't really have faith. So I just felt like he was showing me that, you know, I just need to have faith and just, you know, pray in faith. You know, that was what I felt he showed me.
Okay. Anyone else? Yeah, Missy, I'm sorry. Missed you.
One other thought came to me was a type of prayer is intercessory prayer.
Okay, yeah, it is.
And my thought is that's for when you're praying for other people, but especially for those that don't know how to pray and can't even pray for themselves, pray themselves or whatever. That's where that really comes into play, I think, is being very important. That may not even have a clue, have no faith at all, or not even a believer, especially for the intercede for them that they come into the kingdom. And I guess you could also say what comes to my mind too is that is I don't know if you really so much call this prayer, but just taking authority, prayer of authority, commanding. That's not really praying to the Lord, though, but it's kind of a, in a sense, you could say a type of prayer, warfare.
Yeah, Julie.
Just something that was coming to my mind as Missy was saying that about, prayer intercessory. What was coming to my mind is corporate prayer, because when we pray together as a group, and you guys do it all the time, there locally because you're always there physically, but just that the power of the gifts of the Holy Spirit are in operation when we come together. Like people might have words of wisdom or words of knowledge or the interpretation of tongues and that kind of thing, which just gives more, I don't know, power is the right word, but just fullness to your prayers, that it's working, that God's here in the midst of us, Jesus is here in the midst of us, His Spirit is here and it's working. And even when we've come together in the past, where we used to do like our Saturday night and stuff, when we would have interpretation of people's dreams and things. And you guys have done that too, but just the move of the spirit in corporate settings, coming together and praying together about things and visions and all kinds of stuff. So the corporate prayer, where the power of the spirit is in operation.
Okay. Anyone else? They're all good. They're all good. What if someone you dearly loved had come down with a sickness that was threatening their life? What kind of prayer would you have then? Yeah, Julie.
A fervent prayer, a fervent, heart-wrenching, crying out to God on your knees, praying the scriptures, just urgency. Yep.
Commanding. Yes. That's all of it. That's it right there, where your heart is involved in it. You're not giving up. You're not giving up. The devil is not going to get away with this kind of a prayer. Devil, that's my friend. You have stepped in the wrong place. And in the name of Jesus, and that kind of prayer there, you grab the horns of the altar and you don't let go until your prayer is answered. That's the type of prayer that God wants us to do. That's the kind of prayer that the devil hates. He hates it when we get serious with our praying. I'm not saying we don't always are serious, but there are certain times when someone that you love is involved that it takes on a whole new life in itself, the prayer, because you're not going to give up until the devil is defeated. You're going to be dogmatic about it, and that devil, just like that lady that I was telling y'all about, that Kenneth Hagin found out she could pray the prayer of faith against the devil, went home and started pushing words of the words of God at the devil for 5 hours and got healed. That's the kind of a dogmatic faith that God's looking for in all of us. I'm not saying that the other kind doesn't work too, but what works quickest? Or what, you know, why can't we get fervently, get our spirit raised up and fervently pray those things that have come before us and pray that for those type of situations as well. I want the devil to be on the run wherever we go. You know, I'm tired of that devil having his way. I'm tired of the devil having his way in my life, in my friend's life, in my brother's and sister's life. Anyway, go ahead, Julie.
There's been times where I've prayed in the spirit and been an, God has anointed me to pray in the spirit. And, you know, it's all his doing. And just even when you prayed fervently with all of your heart for somebody. And I know God did that for me with my brother, you know, here it's coming up on 3 years where he almost died. And I was doing just that. I was just doing that on my knees, praying fervently and commanding, and I was not giving up. And I know that was the Lord doing it through me. It wasn't something I supernatural. I mean, it wasn't something I did myself. I know God.
That's an intercessory prayer.
A loud intercessory prayer for that. Yep. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for that gift and to utilize that gift. Father, I pray for that. And just like the, you know, there's been people, I know Dana Coverstone had that one dream that I remember too, that he saw the house on fire, you know, the roof of the house on fire. He saw the house on fire. You have seen that on the Stewart's house, you know, the envisions where it's been on fire. And that's what we all want, Lord. Bring it, bring it. Set our hearts on fire so that we can pray that way. And whether we're praying individually or praying as a group, that you stir it up, stir that spirit up in us and light that fire in each and every one of us, and to be effectual with our prayers, to be heartfelt. And, you know, it takes, I don't know, does it have to, Lord, I pray it doesn't, but does it have to be something detrimental? Or, you know, life and death, anything before we do that, you know, is it, or is it just God wants to move through us when he wants to move through us that way? Lord, I don't know, but we're all praying for that latter rain. And I'm praying and believing, Lord, that my family and all my brothers and sisters here and all through UBM and everyone who's believing for so much, Lord, that our families are going to be saved and brought out of deception and religion and all the deceiving doctrines and all kinds of stuff, that they're going to be part of this great move of the Spirit and part of the revival. And you're going to do great many things through them, for them, and through them too, Lord, that we'll be in unity with our families, God. And we look forward to that. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Every successful prayer is the best prayer. Thank you, Lord. Praise be to God. That intercessory prayer, you know, I've done that too. be praying in the spirit. Lord, pray through me the things that you want me to pray for in the whole world, whatever it is, Lord. And like you said, the Spirit of God just comes strong in you, man. I'm telling you, the anointing is there. You cry out a lot of times. Okay, anyone else? Oh, prayer. And it doesn't have to be something that's it could be just a simple prayer that works. You know, like Missy prayed for her roof. Just a simple prayer. Like we prayed for that guy that was dying over the phone that time for his salvation. Just a simple prayer. Devil throwed him halfway across the room. He went to praying then. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anyone else on prayer? I just wanted to bring that up as something to talk a little bit about. How many of you ever read any E.M. Bounds stuff? He's all about prayer. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not saying he's the ultimate authority on it. He's not. But he wrote a couple of big books on it. All right. Anyone else got something I'd like to share? Pat's still working the night shift, you reckon? I expect he is. You know, just something else about prayer. A lot of times we want that, we want to use that McDonald prayer. You know what I'm saying when I say McDonald prayer? You know, Lord, I thank you for them two Big Macs there in Jesus' name and go on, you know. Lord, I thank you that you have already answered my prayer. It's okay as long as it works and you have the faith to believe that. That's okay. Jesus only used very few words in when he was praying for somebody, didn't he? He didn't go through whatever you call that book, to get his prayer. He just said, be healed in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Come out in the name of Jesus. What did the apostle say? Arise and walk in Jesus' name. Come up out of that chair and walk in Jesus' name. Pharisees got mad, didn't they? Go ahead, Missy.
That reminded me of when David's son, I guess it was Corbin, who's his oldest one, he was a footling branch. Come out of there in the name of Jesus. I get a kick out of that every time I read that. Praise the Lord.
Yep. The most effective prayer is the one that you know is that God's going to answer. That's the most effective prayer. Yeah, when I go to pray and I'm thinking, yep, that's it, Lord. Praise God. Thank you. It's done. Sometimes I go in there with a little, has anybody ever gone into prayer with a little doubt in your mind? I know that some of you have, if not all of you. And you go in there and you start confessing a bad confession right off the get-go. We ought to walk in there and say, Lord, your word says, and if your word says it, it's done. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And then go on. It's done. That's like I told you about this. About that time, David and I prayed for that young girl. Get the demons out of her. We kept praying. It's still there. It's still there. Finally, David said, we sat there for an hour praying for that girl. Then he said, let's just pray for it and believe it's done and get out of here and go home, go to bed. I said, I'm all for it. Let's go. And so we did. And we went out on the, we said, all right, it's done. We're going home to go to bed. Didn't even get off the porch good. They come streaming out the door. It's gone. It's gone. Praise God. It's gone. So when you make up your mind, you're not going to sit there and play games with that stupid demon. I just believe what the word says. It'll happen. Sometimes we know that, but we want to come out. We want instantaneous results, don't we? Sometimes the Lord just doesn't do it instantaneously. We hope he does. I believe the anointing that's fixing to come, and we're going to see a lot of immediate healings, a lot of them, and deliverances, just like Jesus. Isn't that right? Amen. Go ahead, Julie. I'm sorry. I just now saw you hand up.
That's okay. I was thinking too, some of the things I've had to do, I guess, to get into that prayer mode is get rid of distractions, right? But the enemy, and that I know that my heart's clean, pure before the Lord, my conscience is clean. And because if there's something there, even if I'm praying about something I want, I want to make sure that this is something I should pray about for myself or whatever, and that it's not my flesh. And that there's no idolatry involved at that too, because I've had some, been wrestling with that here lately about some stuff. And because the Lord knows, he knows what our needs are, and we don't need to ask or beg for what we need, but it's like, okay, but why? And it's like, what are you trying to teach me in this? Because why am I still, I guess maybe not struggling is not the right word, but still, why do I feel like I need to ask for this when you already know? Anyhow, just all kinds of stuff. So I've just had some battles with the enemy, doubt, like you said, Michael, doubt, and making sure I get my heart attitude is aligned with the word of God. Why am I asking for this? Or because if there's doubt in there, because I was going back and forth and I was double-minded even when I was praying. I'm like, okay, this is not God. This is not God, and I'm not going to get anywhere with this, right? So I just had to table it, and I couldn't even ask God to cast lots because I didn't have peace in my mind about any of it. So I was like, okay, I can't even ask God if I'm supposed to even ask him for it because I didn't have peace about it. So I just set it off to the side. It's like, all right, this isn't right. So I just got to put it aside. So anyhow, your conscience, making sure your conscience is clean in praying for things, whatever that may be, that your heart's right before God and your mind's clear, and you getting rid of shutting up the enemy, the big thing, shutting up the enemy, shut the lion's mouth, and making sure your flesh is not in the way. So I guess there's things, it's not all cut and dry, as we know. It's just not always easy. Praise the Lord. You were muted, Michael. You say it. I'm sure it's important.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how important it is, but anyway, I lost my train of thought. No, I didn't. I found it. The more you do it, the more you'll understand about prayer and how it works. In my estimation, for Michael, I think the biggest hindrance is not faith. It's wanting to see the results right away rather than just say, well, God's already taken care of it, so it's on the shelf until he brings it off the shelf. I'm not going to have to worry about it. It's up to God now. It's his problem now. It's not my problem anymore. You wanted me to voice that prayer through the word of God. I did it. It's done. It's over. It's up to you now, Lord. That's the attitude I believe that the Lord wants us to have. What do y'all think? Yeah, Andrew.
Well, I'm just thinking of a few scriptures here. I'm thinking of 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is God breathed and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for discipline in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And I'm also thinking of that verse in Philippians chapter whatever, where it says, be anxious for nothing. So this is the God-breathed word. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And that's the God-breathed word. And that's the, for no word of God shall be void of power. So God's teaching us to pray, and he taught us to pray there. He taught us to pray the Lord's Prayer, and hallowed be thy name, and we're in the name of the Lord. And we rejoice that our names are written in the heavens, in the Father, in the Son, and in the Holy Spirit. Praise and glory to God. Once the Lord gives you a tangent to go on in a collation of this word about prayer, and if you can find more verses about prayer and all the prayer verses that you were taught in, for instance, that might escape me sometimes, like the prayer in Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer in Ephesians chapter 3. So, there's quite a bit there, So, and don't forget, it's God's saying also to you that I will not leave you orphaned. I will come unto you. And he's always with you, because he's telling us there in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 that he will, as a matter of fact, 6 and 16, that we are in a sanctuary, and that sanctuary is God. And God saith that, and we commune with God, because we walk in God. He is our workmanship, created in Christ Jesus upon good works. And our good works is to come against the evil ones. Praise and glory to God. And that's just something we have to allow God to take us into focus, because we can find our self sometimes too relaxed and too dazed in things, and how the world can interrupt things. Anyway, so glory to God and glory to His Word. His Word creates. And the prayer is an answer to a creation by God, not by us. Praise and glory to God.
Amen. Anyone else? Yeah, Joe, go ahead, brother.
I think it's my teaching to this is in Colossians 3, but 3, chapter 3, verse 17, he says, Whatever you do in the name, whatever you do in word or in deed, do all in the name of our Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. I want to just relate that as I think it's just prayer or I'm automatically doing it in the name of Jesus. But I want to relate it to further. The previous we talk about is distraction. It says, but the Lord showed me is whatever we do, do all it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Be serious. Say, Jesus, if you want to go and study, make sure when you study, prepare yourself. In other words, put everything off. Whatever you do, do focus on what you're doing. If you're going on to social media for a specific thing, do it a certain time, do for specific. Do it in your name. Think about the Lord is also watching what you're doing or giving direction what you should do, but the Lord must be leading you on everything. Just do it with the purpose of the Lord is being with you. And sometimes I think it's now I just want to do this and be quickly versus is be for me, be serious on what you're doing at the specific time. What you're doing is focus on what you're doing. Whatever is reading, watching YouTube or for specific reason, or studying or praying, do it in a specific reason. It must be in the name of the Lord. It showed me a get my mind focused on specific things. That's what I said. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Laura. All right. Anyone else? Thank you, Joe. Look, we're about out of time.
Michael?
Yes, sir.
Can I share a photo? I sent, I told Saint Julie a photo that the Lord gave me after a trial. I just want to share it on the screen if you don't mind.
Okay, what she said.
What do you want to share, Joe?
I want to share a photo. I sent you a photo on email.
A photo, okay.
Oh, to me?
Email. It says on the screen, on for Julie.
Okay.
After, like, before I show you a photo, is after I was going through a trial. After I'm going through a trial, I was watching my dishes and the Lord gave me this photo. And it's just a confirmation, just a. A blessing for me to tell you appreciate it. You receive that, Julie?
Did you email it to me? I don't have it yet.
Okay, let's
use my Proton Mail.
Yeah, it says, let me just see. Yeah, it's a protocol, Maria. Okay.
Did you get it? I'm not trying to put you under the gun, but you better hurry.
Okay, I got it. I just had to get it on my screen here first. All right. It's interesting. You'll have to give an explanation, Joe. Can y'all see that?
I see it green.
Yeah, I'll look at the shape of the phone. It's a teddy bear.
Yeah.
Oh.
I see the teddy bear. He's praying.
Oh. That's what I thought it
But
was.
he's got a bunch of holes in his head.
No, just looking at the phone, that's looking for. That was a
Okay.
good thing to be here. It's a place for.
Okay. All right, go ahead, brother.
What's the
Thanks a
story
lot.
on it, Joe?
Yeah, I'll share it sometime. Yeah, thank
Oh,
you.
come on, we're waiting.
No, I'm not
Okay.
prepared.
All
Thank you.
righty.
Okay. All right. That's pretty neat. I haven't seen many teddy bears on a drain, if any. Well, Father God, I just praise you and thank you for placing it in our hearts to do the praying, keep the praying up for each other and for the world and for the things around us. And Lord, we thank you and praise you for take all doubt and unbelief out of us, that we know that when we pray, our prayers are answered because your word says it. We pray by the promises, and when we do that, pray by the word of God, they're answered. And we praise you. We thank you, Lord, that when this fellowship comes together, that the devil gets scared. And I praise you and thank you for that, Father. And I thank you, Lord, that you're going to place upon everybody an anointing to pray for the things around us, in front of us. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we're kind of out of time here.